This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
To You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Ryan Anderson was called this past weekend as Arkansas takes down Kansas. Now, we played that cut because we're about to welcome Colin Wilson into the show, an Arkansas alum. I'm happy for Colin. Also, like, we bet Kansas. What? Hey, Jalen Wilson. Maybe make free a throws. Free throw. Just a, you know, great. Just a thought. Maybe
really fun game, though. Like, one of the most fun games of that round. Yeah.
How great is Coach Muss taking the shirt off? I'll tell you what. My bold prediction for the Sweet 16 round, Arkansas-UConn goes to overtime, and we have one of the great, like, dual coaching meltdowns of all time with Muss on one side and Danny Hurley on the other. I think it's going to be absolutely awesome. We'll talk to Colin Wilson about that game in baseball in a second. I want to remind our live audience, we're going to talk about who's going to win the national championship in college hoops coming up 20 minutes from now. Dallin Cutt from ESPN is going to stop by. We'll roll through most outstanding player as well of the tournament, power hour, final hour, all our bets for tonight. But joining us right now, the aforementioned, the great Colin Wilson, one of the hosts of Big Bets on Campus. You can read his work over at the Action Network. He is on Twitter at _Colin1, Colin spelled with two L's. One of our all-time favorite guests here on You Better You Bet. Colin, welcome back to the show. It's Nick and Ken. I heard you're going out to Vegas. It sucks that we're going to miss you by a week, but very happy for you, my friend. How's it going?
I'm doing great. You guys, I'm glad I was able to come on today. The time spot was perfect because the second I hang up on this, I am going to the airport. I'm going to Vegas. I've got my press credentials, and I will I'll be courtside. And it's one thing it's really hard to explain is when you graduate from a university, and it's a university that is so low in the state, like there's no NFL, there's no hockey, there's no soccer, there's nothing but this team, you get a little emotional for games like Kansas. And I just, you know, and when you're on press row, you're an unbiased journalist. So we have a clash, an internal clash coming of journalistic responsibilities versus, oh, the team that when I was a freshman was the national champion. How do I contain myself? This is going to be fun.
Well, let's talk about that game first. The two games in Vegas are, like, if not the two best games of this round, two of the best games of the round, at least, and those are both coming up on Thursday night. We can do your team first, Colin. You will be there, as you said, sitting courtside, press row. Try not basically to, like, let out a lot of unprofessional screams when a lot of crazy stuff happens. The current betting market favors your opponent, UConn -4. This was 3.5 in a bunch of places, kind of like the last 24 hours. 4 got up to 4.5. It's kind of been bouncing around a little bit, but the consensus number, Connecticut by 4. Total has been bet up a little bit, which is kind of funny given how good unders have been. 140 in the market right now. Why don't we start with this game? You mentioned before how excited you were for Arkansas taking down Kansas. How do you think they're going to do in this game?
I'm not excited about this game from an Arkansas perspective, and that goes for me being an alumni and for me being a bettor. There's a lot of things going into this here. The reason Arkansas could beat Illinois and Kansas is because Arkansas has a really easy formula. They attack the rim relentlessly on offense. It's their entire game. They don't care about shooting threes. They don't run screens. They don't care about jumpers. Attack the rim. It's the only mode that they know. And what that does is that generates a heck of a lot amount of free throw attempts. And, you know, there can be variance there at the end of the game that can help you and hurt you. But at the same time, attacking the rim is the biggest thing. Illinois and Kansas did not have rim protectors. They were outside the top 290 in shot quality and protecting the rim. So I knew that we were going to get through from a money-wise, from a bracket-wise. It was an easy selection for me. But when you look at UConn, right, we're talking one of the best rim protectors. They're 17th in the nation, finishing at the rim efficiency on defense per shot quality. That spells bad news for an Arkansas team that's 18th in the nation offensively and attacking it. So what's going to happen is Arkansas is going to go straight at the hole. They're going to get to the foul line, and they've got to make their free throws. But when you look on the other side of the ball, the way to attack Arkansas is teams that can shoot the three-pointer, because our perimeter defense, and specifically Nick Smith, has been extremely poor. That's the reason we've lost a lot of games in the SEC, is we cannot defend the perimeter. And when you look at, you know, UConn, I'm staring at the numbers right now, they shoot a catch-and-shoot three, 40th highest in D1. They're 53rd in efficiency, so they can jack it. And that's really bad news for Arkansas, and that makes me a little bit nervous here. If UConn has an off night, Arkansas can win, but those are the two things you got to look for.
I'll just say this, as someone who, when I was in college, would cover all the local teams in the area in New York, go to Giants games, Knicks games, Ranger games, Yankee games, teams that I'm a fan of. Good luck, Colin, trying not to cheer at all while you're courtside watching your alma mater with a berth in the Elite Eight on the line. That's going to be awesome. I do and don't envy the position that you're going to be in. So great breakdown there of Arkansas and UConn. Colin, what bets do you have lined up here that you really like coming up Thursday, Friday night, the round of 16 in the NCAA tournament?
I love Florida Atlantic. I think Florida Atlantic gets it done outright. I think they're being extremely underestimated for what they bring to the table from an athletic standpoint against Tennessee. Tennessee has been a real hodgepodge since they lost their star point guard, Ziegler. And they've kind of been searching for ball handlers. They've been playing elite defense. They really have. They shut down, I think, two consecutive unders. They're going into this game, and Florida Atlantic's athleticism is the reason that they were able to hit that hoop against Memphis. It was the reason it was men against boys when they played Fairleigh Dickinson. So I think that is going to play out here. I think, you know, if you look at a lot of the early money in the market that hit, it was all about Florida Atlantic. That's going to continue to roll. I think six, I play 5.5, and I think it's a number that you probably want to get in on. It closes somewhere probably closer to 4. A lot of things Florida Atlantic does, Tennessee is going to have a problem with.
Colin, we've talked about this a bunch on the show. We've had guests on the show who've said the same thing. The narrative around this tournament, narrative is a bad word, but just like the theme going into the tournament, was that people had a lot of trouble pegging who the very likely winner of the tournament was, because, you know, like Alabama, I think, was a lot of people's picks, but they have some flaws, and their best player, Brandon Miller, is nursing an injury. Houston had a bunch of injury concerns coming into the tournament with Marcus Sasser, and Shedd got hurt in their first round game. So like those were your two big favorites. And then I think a lot of people tried to pivot to like, all right, if not them, who? And a bunch of those teams got eliminated already, and we only really have a few of those picks left. So now that we've had each team play two games, obviously we're about to enter the Sweet 16 round of the tournament. Who do you think is the most likely winner of the tournament?
Interesting, and I can be fact checked on this, because I know we have a Public Action Network bracket pool out there, and I think 7 of my Elite Eights are still alive, and I have Houston and Alabama making the Final Four. So I was not picking anybody else besides those two. I was fading Kansas and Purdue as much as I possibly could. So I'll continue to say that I think I've already put money down on Houston, not a large wager, but Houston to cover against Miami. I don't mind swallowing the 7 points. I know that the pace of play is that Jim Lararonga, I got to say his name correctly, head coach of Miami.
Jim Lararonga, I got you.
He's going to want to speed this up. He's going to want to try to make this a transition game. And the thing is Houston doesn't really do that. But if you want to do that with them, they'll oblige. And then you're going to get in trouble. So, Houston has a pretty good, has the ingredients, I hear, not just to win, but to cover, because I've got money down on it. I have Xavier over Texas in a ton of brackets. I apologize. I do not have their advanced stats in front of me. But I know that in a ton of brackets I did head-to-heads on all the advanced analytics. And there's a lot of things Xavier does that Texas is not very good at. They have definitely the key ingredients, and I know Xavier is going to be a bet of mine. I'm just not sure if I'm going to. I see 4.5 flickering in the market. You know, I mean, this is a time of year where it's I don't have to take this number, because live betting, this thing goes up and down like a cryptocurrency. So I've kind of preached about kill shot, about how teams can get behind and then they can go on 10-0 runs. And Xavier is kind of one that I have pegged in this game to do that.
You bet with Nick and Ken. Wonderful Wednesday talking the NCAA tournament. We'll do a little baseball coming up in moments with our pal Colin Wilson. Big Bets on Campus, the Action Network, on Twitter @_Colin1. Colin, a little later in the show, we're going to talk most outstanding player in the tournament and how we're looking to bet that, if there's any value in that particular market. Do you have any bets in that market for most outstanding player? If not, it's okay, but wanted to ask.
I don't. And Nick, I'm going to be texting you on the airplane. Let me find this market. Can I get some Devo Davis down? For God's sake, the guy's crying on CBS and national television. If Arkansas makes the Final Four, this is going to be the guy. But no, yeah, I think Drew Timmy is someone too. If they make the Final Four, it's going to be him. If UCLA, it's going to be Jaime Jaquez. And you have to wonder with this kind of voting, does Brandon Miller get discounted for some of the off-court issues? So, I think that's definitely an opportunity in that market. I don't have an answer, but those are definitely a couple of players on those teams that I would be looking to bet.
Colin, we spent some time, in addition to we spent a ton of time on college basketball, obviously, this week. We also spent some time on baseball in the first hour of the show, obviously off the final of the World Baseball Classic last night with Japan beating the United States. Ended up having a discussion about, like, Ohtani to win AL MVP, Ohtani to win AL Cy Young. Is he a play on? Is this a situation where there's like a mania around him and you want to bet somebody else? Is this a market you don't want to bet at all? Like, just especially off of last night's game, have you looked at any of those award markets, especially in the AL with the MVP award and Cy Young where Ohtani's involved?
Complete transparency. I did not bet his AL MVP number. Let me answer the first question. He's an AL MVP play on every single year for the next 10 years. It's not even a question. And if Judge doesn't hit the amount of home runs he doesn't win AL MVP. It takes that kind of performance. You have to start dropping names like Maris and Bonds for somebody to beat Ohtani for this award. And I think it goes to last night. I mean, there is a clip, I think, from the All-Star game last year where they're both on MLB Network and Harold Reynolds is asking, do you two ever want to face each other? Have you faced each other in practice? And Trout was asked, like, Ohtani's like, yeah, I don't know if you guys have seen this clip. Ohtani's like, yeah, I'll throw it to him, no problem. And Trout's like, well, how do you address him? He's like, well, I'm guessing fastball, but if he throws the splitter, I'm done. Watch what. And now you fast forward to what happened last night, right? So it's like, how is Mike Trout ever going to get an MVP vote when that decision's already been decided? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, Ohtani is an unbelievable player that we are going to look back in 50 years. We'll all be gone, but it'll be the greatest player of all time. Now, the question is how do you play this market? And I know this is a gambling-related show, but there is another market that you can play in, and that is the baseball card market. And anytime I start thinking about laying into 2-1 or 2.5-1 or whatever, that money that I would, you know, if it's $1,000, $2,000, whatever, I'm just going to go find me a 2018, 2019 Shohei Ohtani, and I'm going to add it to the collection. Because in my opinion, that is a safer bet than a 2-1 on an AL MVP year in and year out.
Just for the record, I plan on being here in 50 years. I won't speak for anybody else, but yeah. I still plan
on
being
here. Your Ohtani card will be Ohtani will be worth millions by then.
You'll be like the who's the Honus Wagner? Like the Honus Wagner card at that point.
Yeah, that's the most famous one. Yeah.
Colin, we've got a couple of minutes left here, so a decent amount of runway for you here. Like, some of your favorite futures bets, please, on Major League Baseball this coming season. This could be win totals, division winners, pennant winners, World Series, like maybe like three or four of your favorites. We've got like a solid 2.5 minutes here for your answer, please.
Cut me off. We have 30 seconds left because I'm going to run one by you, Nick, and see if you fall out of your chair. But from a baseball perspective, I'm all about the Braves. Acuna was held out of the World Baseball Classic. He is completely healthy. It doesn't matter if you go look at all of the projection systems, the BatX, anything you can think of that's out there on FanGraphs. They've got Acuna challenging for 40-40. When I bought it a couple months ago, when nobody was thinking about baseball, Acuna was hanging around 14-1. I believe by the time I got done running through a bunch of kiosks in Vegas, everything was down to 12-1 and 10-1. So I would still buy it at 10-1. Acuna is the guy to play. Anything about Bryce Harper, you know, he's going to be hurt and not playing for a while. This is a great bounce back. And plus, you know, there's new rules in place for stolen bases. And if you can, you know, pump your chest and say 30-30, 40-40, that's immediate MVP votes, in my opinion. And then in the same perspective, I'm all about the Braves winning the division. And I don't know if it's just a thing with the Mets where I don't think that they can ever pull it off, but there are some really good teams. And we saw Trey Turner just dominate the World Baseball Classic. The Braves pitching is absolutely filthy. Filthy, right? And so, you know, you got Ozzie Albies coming back. What happens if Ozzie Albies for the Braves starts playing like he did a couple years ago when they won the World Series? So as much as I love the talent the Mets have, and as much as I see what the WAR is telling me, the Braves are the team from top to bottom that have the depth to actually pull this off.
What was the thing you want to run by me here? We got about 30 seconds left.
I went to Circa and took 26-1 on the Giants to win the NFC. I am in love with Brian Daboll. The Daniel Jones signing didn't affect me one bit, and we saw they went out and got their tight end, and I just think the Giants 26-1 for the NFC. I don't know if that's still Circa, but it's pretty close to that. I think it's a good bet.
I think they're going back to the playoffs, and I am the farthest thing from a homer. Maybe I'm a Yankees homer, not a Giants homer. I don't know if they're going to win the NFC, but I like the bet, and I definitely think they're going back to the playoffs, so I absolutely love it. Colin, let's close with this. War, what is it good for?
Wins above replacement, what's it good for? Boy, everything in the betting world. I'll leave it at that. Oh, by the way, college baseball. Oh, everybody, go get your Arkansas Razorback futures. The second I land in Vegas, I'm going to a shop that's offering 20-1. This is the number 4 team in D1 baseball's rankings, and they're playing number 1 LSU this weekend. Go get your Razorback tickets.
Sounds to me like I want to bet Arkansas against LSU this weekend also. Might not beat UConn, but they'll take down LSU this weekend, the Arkansas Razorbacks athletic program. Colin, appreciate it, man. Safe flight to Vegas. Enjoy, my friend, on Twitter at @_Colin1. We'll be listening. We'll be reading. We'll be watching. Have fun. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Colin Wilson here with us on You Better Bet. I love he goes, War, what is it good for? Well, in betting, everything.
Well, wins above replacement, so therefore everything. Why would you even ask such a silly question?
Loved it. All right, coming up next, who's going to win the national championship in college hoops? We'll run through it. Nick and Ken, You Better You Bet on a Wednesday.